Start your day the Turraway, Northwest London, Sunday, 8th of Teves, 1st of January, not as advertised. Rabbi Moshe Batson Grosnas, Shlita, Kavona makes all the difference. This week's Turraway has been sponsored by Refuah Shleima of Eliyahu Ben Hendel, Nera Yoash Yiske, Refuah Shleima, Bekoro, Besor, Shorcho, Le Yisrael, Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This week's Sedra. It's Parshas Vayechi. And therefore, I'm going to share with you Yisoid that Yaakov Avinu's life teaches us. But before I say that Yisoid, I remind you of a story I've said here before. There was once upon a time a town full of Rishoyim. Full of Rishoyim. And they're having a great time in their realms of having a great time. The only problem they had is they couldn't find a Rav to fill the job of that town, because who wants to be a rov of a town full of Rishoyim? Whatever they tried to do, they couldn't find a rov. So eventually they decided advertisement works. So they advertised they need a rov, and on the page next to it they also wrote there'll be bus trips to our famous Beis HaKvaros, and they said that there is buried the Mogen Avraham and the Taz and Rav Akiva Eiger. Oh. So you understand, the advert's much more exciting now. This is a town that had illustrious Rabbonim, because according to the advert, they need a Rav, and they also have buried in their cemetery their Alter Rabbonim, the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, Akiva Eiger. So this was obviously a good ploy, and sooner or later, someone applied, a young aspiring rabbi applied to be the Rav of this town, the Akiva Eiger, the Taz, and the Malbim, who had once been the Rav. Right? He comes to the town, gives his CV. They say, we need to make a meeting. We had Chosh Rabbonim in this town, although they were desperate for a Rav, right? But they played the game. We need to make a meeting. We need to think about your wage. You're just a young rabbi. We had the Taz, Mogen Avraham, Kivega, Snish Poshut. Okay, so they make a meeting, and after a while they say, yes, you can become our rabbi. Shai. He becomes the Rav. After 2 weeks, he sees he's in the wrong place. This is not a place where a young Rav wants to be. And not only that, he realizes the Taz isn't buried here. He's buried in Lemberg, the Mogen Avraham in Kalish, and the Malbim in Kiev. So you know, this is a lie, it's a scam. So he calls in the Gabba and he says, what is this? They're not buried here. Besides, the whole shtetl's not a place I want to be, but this was a scam. So the Gabba says, you don't understand. In Lemberg, where the Taz is buried, he's not really buried. He lives on. His Torah lives on. In Kalish, where the Mogen Avraham is buried, he may be buried there, but he lives on. In Poznan, Ruki Vega lives on. But here, they're truly all dead and buried. So, says the Svarim, that when we see someone like Yaakov Avinu, his Ptira, you should know he's not dead and buried. By us, Yaakov Avinu lo imes. He carries on. We have to live on with his legacy. And therefore, I'd like to share with you a Yesoid that goes across many parishes, mainly based in Yaakov Avinu, but also based on various other things. Last week's Sedra, it says that Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin and cried, and Binyamin fell on the neck of Yosef and cried. And the Gemara and Megillah Tezayin on the base, and Rashi quotes, it says, what does this mean? What does this symbolize? It symbolizes that Yosef foresaw that in the chelik of Binyamin is going to be a Beis HaMikdash and another Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to get destroyed. So he cried on the neck of Binyamin. And Binyamin foresaw that in the chelik of Yosef is going to be Mishkan Shiloi, and it's going to be destroyed. So he cried on the neck of Yosef. And the question is, why does crying, or how does Rashi see, how does Gemara see that when they cried on each other's neck, that they foresaw this future thing that's going to happen, the Churban? How does he see this on their crying on the neck? So the Maharam Shik gives a beautiful explanation. He says like this. The place of Avodas Hashem, where's our symbol, where do we learn from how to serve Hashem? It's the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Goyim, which is definitely these are the days to discuss these things, the Goyim, they see service of Hashem, something that cannot be done with this world. They believe Afrolopomehu, that all the actions of this world is sin. Born in sin, etc., etc. It's all sin. And therefore, the Galachim practice celibacy, because the only way to connect is with precious, for I can't be with Olam Hazeh. Agav, there's an orphanage always nearby. That's for whatever reason, but they practice celibacy. So they say, the Gra says like this, they say in Hallel, they say, Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. By the goyim, Rom. Hashem is only above, only if you disconnect from this world. Over by the Eden, we say, Mi kashem elekeinu, who is like Hashem our God? Hamagbil Yosheves, yes, he's up, he's above. Oba mashpili lirois, bashomayim uvaretz. He sees what goes on here, and you can have shchina and spirituality down here. That is the Mahalach of Yid. B'chol drochecho do'ehu, that we take the gashmius, and we use it for ruchnius and faket. That's why we're here. We're not in Olam Haba. That would be na'am de kisufa, that would be unearned. We're here to be gashmim, to use the gashmius, and with that, we earn our Olam Haba. That is the actual service of a Kodesh Baruch. So, for instance, one can eat, and one can eat. What do I mean to say? You can eat a cake because you want to fill your stomach up, and just because of that. And that's gashmius. Like the Shlosh says, so once on Shabbos, he says, "Bekorosel Shabbos Oineg," right? You eat chulent and all the things that it's gishmak. But he says, you have to weigh up. Are you doing it for Shabbos? Or are you doing it just to eat? And you're blaming Shabbos. The mitzvah is to be ma'anek Shabbos. So that's the other type of eating. There's another type of eating where, yes, you eat and you enjoy. Hashem wants you to enjoy. Someone that says, I'm not having wine, is called a sinner. A nozir has to bring a kol machatos. You can eat and you can enjoy. But you make a bracha. And you channel it to avodas Hashem. You use it for koichas, to be able to learn, to be able to daven, to be able to be a mensch and have middas. So therefore all these things suddenly turn, with just a little kavonara, they turn into avodas Hashem. The same maisa, with a bit of kavona, can turn into avodas Hashem. Says the Maharam Shik, Amori de Kazar. He says the Beis HaMikdash is where we learn from the true avodas Hashem. And what goes up as a korban? An animal. And it's an animal. As it's on the way to Mizbeach, it remains an animal, total animal. And yet that gashmistika animal can be ishei reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. Can be mamash a mitzvah of the highest element. Most of our mitzvahs are kabonas. Most of our mitzvahs today we don't have. Most of the mitzvahs are kabonas. And that's in the Mokom HaMikdash, which is called the place that heaven and earth kiss. The place where heaven and earth meets. Shomayim v'oretz noshku. It's spirituality, even though it's the epitome of gashmis. That's why, says Maram Shik, the Beis HaMikdash is called Ben Ketefov. It's called between the shoulders. It's the neck. Why is it the neck? Because there's gashmis, which was resembled in the stomach. And there's the head, which turns that gashmis into ruchnis. If you mechavim, that should be for avodas Hashem. And it's a different, it's not gashmis anymore, it's service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore the Beis HaMikdash is the epitome of the bridge of the stomach and the head. And that's why it's called Ben Ketefov. Yosef cried on Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, meant that eventually there'll be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, meaning gashmis will remain gashmis, the stomach will remain a stomach, disconnected without the bridge of the neck to the head, to have that spirituality infused in the Gashmis Tikamaisa, and then it becomes a Goshamaisa, a Gashmis Tikamaisa, and that's a Churban. That's the Churban of the neck, the Beis HaMikdash that's Bein Ketefov. In the Divrei Yisrael of Moshitz, it brings that one of the Rebbes of Moshitz said that the reason why the Hasidim don't wear a tie is because they used to wear a belt to be Mafsik Ben Liboy Le'ervo. The culture, this is their claim, I'm not saying I wear a tie on Shabbos, but it's a nice idea. the idea is, instead they took the belt and they put it between the head and the stomach to be mafsik between the ruchnius and the gashmius, instead of connecting the thought of ruchnius and making that bridge of the neck, das the churban. That was mamash the churban, that there was a churban in the neck, and it's just gashmius. And if you want to be ruchnius, then it's split off. You have to be cut away from the gashmius. You have to be a galach and practice celibacy. Azoy, separate. So that's the idea why they don't wear a tie. It's fine. That's what the that's what the Dibur Yisrael says. Last night I gave the same drosha, but with a tie. So you know, you can have a tie. Everyone has a different way. But it's a nice thought. The Nefesh HaChaim brings this home even stronger. This is the Beis HaMikdosh. Actually, the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, very Yisoidistic in Nefesh HaChaim, he tells us that in truth, the real Beis HaMikdosh is man. The real Beis HaMikdosh is man. He brings from the Kuzari that all the rooms in the Beis HaMikdosh are resembled in various parts of the body and the vessels in the middos of a person. And all the Beis HaMikdosh was for was as a moshel, a parable, to show you, if you perfect a building, perfect the rooms, perfect the vessels in a certain way, then even down here you can bring the Shekhinah. But the real message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every one of Klal Yisrael to be a chariot, a merkava, a Shekhinah, and perfect himself, and the Shekhinah will be in him, like we find by the others, that they were merkava, a Shekhinah. And that's the Ikkah. That's the Ikkah, Mokam HaShekhinah is in man. That's why, this is relevant to Yaakov Avinu, I once saw Masham of Bergen had a dream about the dream of Yaakov Avinu on the Mokam HaMikdosh by the ladder, that the idea why the first time we have a mention of the Mokam HaMikdosh, like a proper mention, and Rashi mentions Mikdosh Shomalok, Mechuvan Kenegdim, Mikdosh Shomato, the first time we have such a mention is Yaakov Avinu lying on the Mokam HaMikdosh, Vosepes. It's man, it's not binyan Beis HaMikdosh. The answer is the real Beis HaMikdosh. The lesson that must be taken, and what we really want from all the idea of the Beis HaMikdosh, is that man should be the Mokam HaMikdosh. Man should have Shekhinah in him. That's the real Beis HaMikdosh. That's why the first Beis HaMikdosh is Yaakov Avinu. On the Mokam HaMikdosh, Malochim Oylem V'yoredim Boy, says Rashi, Beis HaMikdosh Shomata Mechuvim Kenegel Beis HaMikdosh Shomalo, because the real Beis HaMikdosh is after man has perfected himself, the Shekhinah is within him. That's why the Nefesh HaChaim says when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, he didn't really destroy the Beis HaMikdosh, a guy can't destroy Kedusha. The Yidden had lost the message of the Beis HaMikdosh, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh within them, which is the real connection to Beis HaMikdosh Shomala. The Mela, all the Kedusha disappeared, and it was just stones, the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's the Moridika message that the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us. And what do we learn from that? Mamash, this idea. In the Beis HaMikdosh we bring korbanos. What are they? Gashmistika things. The same is within us. When we eat, we can bring it, we can make it into a korban. We can say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. We can turn that eating, that gashmis, into ruchnius. We can change all what we do, all the gashmistika things we do, and make them into ruchnistika things. Mesiras Yesharim tells us that Chazal say, if you pour wine down a Talmud Chacham's throat, it's as if you brought Nesochim. What does that mean? The Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik, talking about real Tzaddikim, they are on that Madrega that they really bring themselves to be that type of Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore, when you pour wine down them, that's pouring wine on the Mizbech. That is pouring wine on the Mizbech, because all what they do is for Avodat Hashem. They're connected to Hashem, and therefore you are pouring, when you give them such a present, you're pouring Nesochim on the Mizbeach. And that's relevant to what we learned by Yaakov Avinu. It says all the stones wanted to be under Yaakov's head. What does that mean? They're quarreling to be under Yaakov's head. What does that mean? The answer is, this world was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it was for. But, if it's just a gashmi sticker thing, then it's not serving its purpose. These stones saw Yaakov Avinu's coming here. Oh, here's our chance to be the tachlis of all meant to become from a gashmis to a ruchnis, because if we service the tzaddik, we're now another type of korban. And therefore, on the Mokam HaMikdosh, they wanted to be that korban. And therefore, they all quarreled to be under Yaakov Avinu's head. And Hashem said, yes, this is tachlis ha'olam, and let them all be one big stone to be under Yaakov Avinu's head. And that's also what it means by Rashi. It says, Yaakov Avinu, when he left, when he was in the city, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu adora, when a tzaddik's in town, he is the splendor of a town. When he leaves, Pono Hoido, Pono Ziva, Pono, what does that mean? It means, I was explaining it with the Moshel, Let's say you have a beautiful house. It's dark, though. There's no light. You can't enjoy it. The world is that beautiful house, but it's dark. It has no direction. It's just dormant and mundane. But a tzaddik comes in and he services it for Avodas Hashem. Then hu hoindo, hu adoro, hu ziva, he switches on the light. It becomes splendid. When he leaves, it's left dormant and mundane again. And that's this all the same idea. So what comes out, in essence, is you can do the same action as a goy. And yet, by a yid, it can be kedusha, and a goy, it can be an aver. It's a mefurash Rashi by Bilam. Bilam said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Roiva Yisrael. Counts the Zera from Tashmish Yisrael. And Bilam said, I don't understand. How can Hashem look at that as a holy thing? And on that, the eye of Bilam became blind. And Rashi says, because a goy cannot understand how such an act can be kedusha. They call it sin. But by yid, it's a different angle. It's about Hashem, it's the Bildoiras, it's a mitzvah, oino, etc. And therefore, faket, it's kedusha. The same act, but with a different angle, can be kedusha. And that is the avoda of yid. The Mishnah Berurah brings this to halacha lemaisa. There's a shaila. What happens if you're oisik b'mitzvah? In the middle of doing a mitzvah, even a monetary mitzvah, you've gone to parliament to lobby on behalf of Yidden that they don't lose money. At that moment, you're oisik b'mitzvah, and you're potter from Kriyat Shema, you're potter from Tefillah, etc. What happens if you're only doing it to earn money? You're not doing it as a chesed. So Mishnah Berurah is not sure, to Magen Avraham, he's not sure if you're potter from Kriyat Shema or Tefillah, because is that called oisik b'mitzvah? It's oisik b'panosa. But he says, if you're oisik, but panosa or mitzvah, meaning at the same time he's doing it for panosa, you're doing it because I want to do a hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. You clearly have such an intent. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's poshut, that's called oisik b'mitzvah, and you're potter min ha-mitzvah. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim would tell doctors that he's jealous of them. So they said to him, what do you mean? I'm just doing my job. He said, no. At the same time as you're doing your job and you're making a panosa, if the NHS is paying enough, then at the same time, you're also doing a mitzvah. If you're machamah for mitzvah, you have moedik mitzvahs of atzolos, nefoshos, etc., and chesed, all sorts of things, and so too for lots of many different jobs. You can be doing your job at the same time. If you're machamah a mitzvah, then it maybe means, okay, clear what means machamah a mitzvah, that you would do it. Let's say they're on strike, and you would still go ahead anyway and do it, or something like that. Like, I don't know what it means exactly in the Mishnah Berurah, to show. Or it could just mean plain intent, to make us b'Hashem at the same time. Then that already is a mitzvah, a moedik mitzvah. Tell you a story, and then we'll go to a bit of a more longish point on this nakuda. There's a story. There was once a chassid, a gabba of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe. And they were both standing by an apple tree. But there's one apple left on the tree, and it was a zah, luscious, geschmack apple. It was unbelievable. Now this chosid, the gabba, he started, his mouth was drooling. I want that apple. A zah, geschmack apple. Right? He's looking at the apple. I can't. The Rebbe will see I'm going for Gashmias. It's pasnished. He held back. Right? A few minutes later, stomach's grumbling. This apple. He's about to reach out. He sees the Rebbe stroking his beard near him. He's been the gabba from the Rebbe. Agashmi? No. A minute later, the Rebbe reaches out, takes the apple, makes the brocha, eats it, and the gabba's furious. I said, why is he the Rebbe and I'm the gabba? I held out from Gashmias, and now I see the Rebbe runs after Gashmias himself. So he tells chutzpahdik, and he turns to the Rebbe and says, I don't understand, Rebbe. Maishno me from you. So Rebbe says, you taka don't understand. You see, you want the apple. In the way is a bracha. You still make the bracha, but what do you want? You want the apple. I want the bracha. No, I can't make a bracha without the apple. So I make a bracha. I'll take the apple, but the ikka is I'm making the bracha. That's what we're talking about. That twist of the kavona that makes all the difference. It's like I once asked a rov of mine in Eretz Yisrael, I was going to buy mezuzahs the first time, koilo. So, you know, I said maybe I should buy cheap mezuzahs, he said that his Rosh Shiva, I think it was Rav Meshua maybe, told him, what do you have a house b'chal for? A house? No, to buy a mezuzah. Not for all those expensive doors, etc. Why do you have a house as a hechatim to buy a mezuzah? Not you buy a mezuzah because you have a house. I have a house in order to buy a mezuzah. That's what I have a house for. And in essence, this whole idea of that difference of intent is symbolized in the mezuzah. The Rambam says, and that's actually a slight difference between a Jewish house and a Goyish house that actually has a mezuzah on. But the Rambam says that the mezuzah is there in order to wake us up from our slumber. When we go out into the world, we get carried away with all what the world has to offer, and we forget about Hashem. So as we leave, we think, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. No, I'm going with all different, I'm going to have intents when I go in that world. I'm not going to get swept away and go into the Gashmis. I'm going to turn the Gashmis into Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. And when I come back home, also, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I close the door to that outside world. It's a different house. So actually, that whole message is symbolizing to the mezuzah. Now, let me share with you a halachic shaila that has relevance to this idea. There's a halacha called Bosar B'Cholov. We're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. And the Gemara in Chulin has a few sources for this halacha. One source is Loy Sevash al Gedi b'chalev imoy. Don't cook meat and milk together. And then don't eat any te'eva. Meaning once you've cooked meat and milk together, you've done a te'eva. So don't eat that's any te'eva. So we learn out. It's a bishul from Loy Sevash al Gedi b'chalev imoy. And then not to eat it, or to have an anah from it, from Lo Yisoichal Kol Te'eva. If you've done an avera, don't eat it. And in eating is nichlal anah. So you can't have anah, and you can't have achila. There is another makor. Lo Yisavashal Gedi, Lo Yisavashal Gedi, Lo Yisavashal Gedi. Three times it said. One for Issa Vishal, one for Issa Achila, one for Issa anah. Why does it say then Lo Yisavashal should say Lo Yisoichal? Because the Gemara tells us that by Bosar B'Cholov, even if you eat it, Shloi Kederech Achilosoi, you're chayim. If you would say Lo Yisoichal, it would only be the way you eat it. But on Bosar B'Cholov, it's even if you eat it the way that people don't normally eat it. For instance, boiling hot, and it burns the person's neck, and normally you would not be chayim if it's Hilchos Achila, but it's not Hilchos Achila, especially disguise it, Lo Yisavashel, but it's spare. So since it's spare, it's Achila. But it doesn't say Achila, and therefore you're chayim, even Shloi Kederech Achila, even if it burns the person's neck, he is chayim. And there's an Issa Hanah. So, I mean, these shailas are relevant to so many different things, but for instance, Nevela. Yeah, you didn't shech the animal. So Issa Achila or Bosar B'Cholov, there won't be, because there ain't Issa Chalalis, you can't eat it anyway, because it's a Nevela. However, Issa Bishul, maybe there is. There's no Issa Bishul of a Nevela. There is an Issa Bishul of Bosar B'Cholov. Issa Hanah, maybe there is. It depends. Because the Rambam seems to say that the whole Issa Hanah is interlocked with Issa Achila. It's basically, we didn't want you to eat it. Therefore, we asked Hanah as a sort of sub of the eating Issa. Now, if there's no Issa of eating, because it's an Avela and Ein Issa Chalal Issa, it could be there's no Issa of Bishul, Issa of Hanah. Where is this relevant? Well, it's very fashionable now to have a dog. Yeah? And now, if you have a dog, you need to know that many of the dog foods have Bosar B'Cholov milk with Nevela. That's what I'm told. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm told that that's true. And it's Machloikas Dog Muvava. Dog Muvava holds Bashar Sadchak. You can be Makel and have Anor. And Chassid Sofer says, no way. You're not allowed to have Anor from Bosar B'Cholov even on Nevela, depending on this raid. So it would be something you have to ask. Maybe you need a heksha on your dog food in order, you know, in order to be able to give your dog food to the dogs. Is that something that you can ask your local rav? Al kaponim. Let's get to the following shayla. It's a lot of lomdas here, but I just want to get to the clear-cut shayla. A shayla is zazoy. The Dovid Meshorim was asked, or he brings a shayla that was asked to the Blina Rov. In Frankfurt the Main, they used to eat a certain chocolate, or at least some people used to eat a certain chocolate. Now, in those days, not everything had a hechsher, I guess. So, sometimes they were eating a certain chocolate, and then rumor had it, Epis says, Bosu b'chalav in this chocolate. So they decided they better take it to the chemist, as we call them, a chemist, someone that can break down the ingredients, and check, there is Bosu b'chalav. So they took it to the Jewish chemist, to check if it has Bosu b'chalav. Shai? He went to the Lublin Rav and asked the following, Shaila, I'm a Yid, they brought me this chocolate to check if it has Bosu b'chalav. I can only check if I cook it up. And if I cook it up, I may be cooking Bosu b'chalav. Am I allowed to do this? So, I mean, you see such a Shaila, everyone would scream, definitely not. And even the Heter that you're going to hear, he only says it misofik. But let me again recap what I just said. The Rambam says the Issa No, the Issa Bishul is all really directed that you shouldn't eat the Bosu b'chalav. Again, they're all osa. It's osa to cook, it's osa to have an or. But the direction is that you shouldn't eat the Bosu b'chalav. Therefore, the Chabina Rav discusses. No, he brings this, yeah, and discusses that maybe it would be mutter in the case of the chemist. Why? Because why is he cooking up this chocolate in order that if it's milk and meat, I dafka won't eat it? That the whole idea behind his cooking is to stop the eating of milk and meat. So normally cooking leads you to eating meat and milk, and having a no may bring you to eat it, never to lasa. But here actually the cooking is with that intent, that kavona, not to. And therefore maybe it's mutter. Now obviously, it's a big maybe, because first of all, it's a very Talmud de Kroh. Like, let's look into the reasoning behind the Issa. The reasoning is, in order not to eat, well, if you have intent dafka not to eat, then it'll be okay. Who said you could play around with the reasons? And then the Torah says, Osa, Osa. And we don't anymore look at the reason. The Chinuch will give you the reason to give you a bit of a flavor in your Avodah Hashem. But at the end of the day, Gzeiras HaKosov is Gzeiras HaKosov. It's not simple to use the reasons. Secondly, the Har Tzvi says there's another shayla to be asked, if b'chalal it's bishul basa b'chalal, it's a big sugya, because chocolate was already cooked, Mistama. So if it was already cooked, who says it is to cook up something that's already cooked? In Hilchos Shabbos, you have alochas name bishul acha bishul. And finally, there's a famous shayla relevant to Chanukah that would just come off, where if you have they used to make candles out of animal fats, but animal fats were expensive, so as they always do with things that are expensive, they used to mish in another ingredient, they'd put in butter. Now, if you light the menorah, you're now lighting up Bosu b'chalav, and it's cooking. So first of all, it's a shayla if that's called cooking, or if it's called frying. And frying is a shayla if that's called cooking, and if it's also, it's another shayla. But, and the discussion is also whether it's also, because, leave the bishul aside, the hanor, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, and the befrat chanukah, yeah? But the Hatzvi says, the fact that they were clearing this shayla, and they didn't say, hey, hang on, in Hilchos Chanukah, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to have an off from the neiris, right? So you're definitely not going to eat it. If you're definitely not going to eat it, then there's no Issa Bishul and no Issa Hanor, because they're all directed at you eating it. And in this case, you're dafka not going to eat it. So you see that this lomdus of the direction of why you're cooking it isn't true. Although you could be mechalak, that when the reason you're not eating it and you're doing this for the reason of Bosu b'chalav, that's when we can be makel, because the issa is to cook it is because you might eat it. In this case, you're cooking it to check not to eat it. It's directly on Bosu b'chalav. Mashkin Hilchos Chanukah, I'm cooking it up and I'm not being ne'er only because Hilchos Chanukah, not because Hilchos Bosu b'chalav. So you could hear there it's more chomor. But al kaponim, here you see again the same in Londres, here you see again the same thing. You're doing the same maisa of Bosu b'chalav, exactly the same action. Yet it depends where the direction of your mind is. If it's cooking because I want it, then it's the rice of Bosu b'chalav. And if it's cooking because I don't want it, because it might be Bosu b'chalav and I'm checking, then it could be the same maisa, but there's a tzad here to be mate because of your mind. So it just shows how powerful kavona, intent, and thought can be. Yeah.